For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Groundbreaking ceremonies were held in Bowling Green this morning for a new health sciences complex at the Medical Center. The $18 million structure will become the home to WKU's nursing and physical therapy programs. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Connie Smith is the president and chief executive officer of the Commonwealth Health Corporation. She says the new facility is the result of a partnership designed to help address the shortage of nurses in the region.
Healthcare systems continue to face a shortage of nurses and physical therapists, a challenge that will certainly grow as our population ages. WKU and the Medical Center found a way to work together to at least help solve this national crisis at a local level. As a former nursing student at WKU, it is my hope that this new building will enhance the educational experience for future nurses. WKU students will use 80% of the building, and the Medical Center will utilize the remaining 20% for training and continuing education for our staff.
WKU President Gary Ransdale says the new facility will be used to address at least two critical needs.
Healthcare and education, and this combines both of those needs, and it affects all of us. In this particular enterprise, it's all about nurses and physical therapists.
Dr. Ransdale says the university is expecting even greater demand in the future for nursing and physical therapy programs.
Nursing is the second largest declared major at WKU, but for years we've had to turn away far more nurses than we could possibly accept. More than half of the individuals qualified candidates for our nursing degree programs have been turned away simply because we didn't have the instructional or the clinical space to accommodate them. We know there are jobs waiting for nurses when they graduate, and we know that communities that surround us need nurses in the worst way. The nation as a whole suffers from a shortage of physical therapists, but particularly in South Central and Western Kentucky, we simply do not have the capacity to put the necessary physical therapists in the workplace that we all need. With only one doctor of physical therapy degree program at a public university in Kentucky, there are hundreds of qualified physical therapy program applicants that are turned away each year. That's about to change.
Dr. John Bonaguro is the dean of WKU's College of Health and Human Services. He says it's taken a lot of hard work and cooperation to see the new structure become a reality.
This has been in the planning for a good 7-8 years. My first year as dean in 2003, we started looking at what new programs do we need. And, of course, physical therapy came to the top. And then the next 2 to 4 years, we talked about how do we start physical therapy. In the meantime, in meetings with the community leaders, many talked about the shortage of nurses. And here we're landlocked in terms of how we could expand the program. And then we started talking about, can we double the numbers? And that's been going on for another three, four years. And finally, this merged together. This came together as one. But I kind of feel if you keep a vision and keep sharing it and talking about it, you'll find ways to create those opportunities. And it's a great public-private partnership that helps the entire community.
Dr. Bonaguro says having additional graduates in nursing and physical therapy will obviously help the healthcare in the region, but he believes it's also an economic development tool.
It's just exciting to have a facility that will be state-of-the-art, enable us to expand the nursing program, particularly the BSN, to double the numbers. We'll have eventually 320 BSN students in our program, graduate 160 a year. That's economic development. All those students will find jobs, they'll work in our communities, they'll buy homes, purchase cars, clothes, and it's just all about economic development and reaching the needs of our community that are so important.
The new facility will be located at 700 First Avenue on the edge of the Medical Center's campus that borders the 31W bypass. Scott Murphy and Daniel LLC has been selected as the general contractor, and the project is expected to be completed by the fall 2013 semester at WKU. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.